etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabijallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah. Once again, we are here with the program, Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear about the beautiful teachings of Islam. In the previous programs, we listen to Madani pearls about different topics. Today, our topic is forbidding evil. Amongst the attributes of the Ummah of the Final Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which Allah Almighty has stated, one is that they call people towards righteousness and forbid evil. In our last program, we heard about the excellences and the need of calling people towards righteousness. In today's program, we're going to hear about the need of forbidding evil and how the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would forbid evil. But before we proceed with the topic, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "My mother said, my father," in other words, the maternal grandfather of Sayyid Mahmud Kurdi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, whose name was Muhammad, advised me saying, "When I pass away and when I'm bathed, a green paper will fall from the roof on my shroud, bearing hadhihi bara'atu Muhammadin al-alimi bi'ilmihi minan nar," meaning Muhammad, who's a scholar, has been granted salvation from hell because of knowledge. "Keep the paper in my shroud." Hence, after the bath, the paper dropped. When the people read the paper, I kept it on his chest. One special thing in that paper was that just like it was read from the front, it was readable from the backside as well. I asked my mother, "What actions did the grandfather use to perform?" My mother said, "Kana aktharu amalihi dawamu dhikri ma'a kathrati salati 'ala an-nabi." Meaning, his actions was that along with the dhikr of Allah Almighty, he would always recite durood in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, today our topic is about forbidding evil. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to prohibit people from committing evil actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, translation from Kanzuni Iman, "And there should be such a group amongst you who invite people towards righteousness and command that which is good and forbid that which is evil. And it is these people who are successful." My dear viewers of Madani channel, in the blessed verse, it was said, "Since it is not possible that all Muslims become engaged in the same task, but it should certainly happen that there should be such a group of Muslims who call people towards righteousness, invite them towards righteousness, and forbid evil." From this verse, we learn that overall preaching the religion is fardh kifaya. Now, there are many forms of it. For example, authors writing book, orators making speech, preachers making speeches, calling people towards righteousness individually, etc. All these activities are listed under the preaching of the religion, and everyone is granted its blessing as per his sincerity. Preaching is verbal as well as practical. Sometimes practical preaching is more effective than verbal preaching. Remember that where a person has the power to stop evil, forbidding the evil becomes fard upon him. Hence, Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "The one amongst you who observes evil should stop it through his hand. If he does not have this power, he should stop it through the tongue. If he does not have the power for this either, he should consider it evil in his heart, and he is a person with weak faith." My dear viewers of Madani channel, every person has been assigned the responsibility of inviting towards good and forbidding evil as per his capacity. Hence, the class of people who is dominant over others, for example, the ruler of Islam, has authority over common people. Parents over children, and teachers over students. If they observe any of their subordinates involved in evil, it is compulsory for them to stop him from the evil while remaining within the boundaries fixed by Islam. Scholars and preachers of Islam who do not have authority over people should stop people from evil through different sources. For example, through their speeches in ijtimaat and on Fridays, etc., and through writing books and letters. In fact, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has also included the eradication of evil by poets through their poems in forbidding evil through speeches and writings. Common people who do not have the power to stop evil through their tongue should consider evil bad wholeheartedly. Though this is the weakest level of faith, because we should try to stop it through the tongue, but when such a person wholeheartedly considers evil bad, he doesn't even go near it. The result will be that many people in the society will get to the path of righteousness themselves. Remember that in some cases, it is wajib to enjoin good and forbid evil, as Maulana Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states. If a person thinks that if he advises them and they will agree with him and refrain from the evil thing, Amrum bil Ma'ruf is wajib. It is not permissible for him to avoid it. Hafiz Ibn Mulaqqan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has declared forbidding evil to be fardh kifaya. However, other commentators of ahadith have also said, forbidding an evil wholeheartedly is individual fardh. In other words, it is necessary that everyone should consider evil bad. Imam Dawood, rahmatullahi ta'ala, narrates from Sayyidina Urs Ibn Amira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, when an evil is being committed in a place and the person who is present there dislikes it, in one narration it is mentioned that he disapproves of it, it is as if he's not present there. And the one who is not present there but agrees on it, it is as if he's present there. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn how important it is to forbid evil, and this task has been made compulsory for everyone as per his capacity. And it is stated in the hadith that if he can stop it through his hand, he should do it, otherwise through his tongue, or at least should consider it bad in his heart. In this hadith, a beauty of Islam is also stated, that Islam is a moderate religion. And in this religion, everyone has been given the order as per his capacity. If someone is a ruler, he should stop it through his hands. He's ordered to prevent people from that evil action through his hands. If he does not have the power to forbid it even through his tongue, then at least he should consider it bad in his heart. Sometimes it happens that an evil action is being committed somewhere, which is prohibited in Islam, and people cannot stop them from that action. So instead of considering it bad in the heart and leaving that place, people remain engaged in watching it like a spectator. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we see an evil action happening, at least we should consider it bad in the heart and remain away from such a place. We should gauge the importance of calling people to righteousness and forbidding evil from the fact that in many places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaimed about Muslims that they forbid evil and call others to righteousness to reform them, and its order is also given in the Holy Quran. About a Muslim calling another Muslim brother to righteousness and forbidding evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and the Muslim men and the Muslim women are the friends, i.e. helpers of one another, commanding good and forbidding evil, and keeping salah established and paying zakah, and obeying the commandment of Allah and His Messenger. They are those upon whom Allah will soon shower mercy. Indeed, Allah is dominant, ever wise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is mentioned in the commentary Siratul Jinan, in the verses before this verse, Allah Almighty described the evil actions and circumstances of hypocrites, and then He described the punishment which Allah Almighty prepared for them in the world and in the hereafter. And from this verse, He described the attributes of Muslim, their good deeds and the reward which Allah Almighty has kept ready for them in the world and the hereafter. Hence He proclaimed, Muslim men and Muslim women are the supporters of one another. They have religious love and affection amongst them and help one another. They command others to embrace faith in Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and follow Sharia, forbid associating something with Allah Almighty and evil. They offer fard prayers while fulfilling their essentials. They pay zakat, which is wajib upon them, and obey Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in every matter. The Muslim men and the Muslim women with these attributes are those upon whom Allah Almighty will have mercy and grant them salvation from the painful punishment. Indeed, Allah is dominant, ever wise. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some of the ahadith explaining how important it is to forbid evil. Sayyidina Huzaifa ibn Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the one in whose power my soul is, either you will certainly enjoin good and forbid evil, or soon Allah Almighty will send His punishment upon you. Then you will supplicate to Him, but your supplication will not be answered. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, You will certainly enjoin good and forbid evil, or soon Allah Almighty will impose evil people on you from amongst you. Then your pious people will make supplication, but the supplication will not be answered. So then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, The person who can stand in a place and say the truth, it is not correct for him not to say that truth, because saying the truth can neither cause his death to occur earlier nor deprive him of his sustenance, which is written. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our society, the overall condition of calling people towards righteousness and forbidding evil is extremely bad. The rulers have neglected the action of their people. The people who hold the post of doing justice and punishing culprits are supporting the culprits instead of doing justice. We see that parents are overlooking the evil actions of their children, teachers are overlooking the evil actions of their students, and officials are overlooking the evil actions of their subordinates. Similarly, the husband and the wife, the brother, the sister, and the relatives neither motivate one another to perform good deeds nor prevent them from committing evil actions, despite having the power. Now, the result of this habit of Muslims is that today, Muslim nation has declined so much that it had never happened before. That's why this nation is gradually going towards destruction. This fact is beautifully explained in the following hadith. Sayyidina Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, The example of the one who does not forbid a thing which is against Sharia despite having the power, and the one who follows the limit of Allah Almighty, is that a nation drew lots for a ship. Some of them remain on the top part and the others in the lower part. The people in the lower part go up to get water and pass by them with water, so they're hurt. They made a complaint. So the people in the lower part took an axe and started to cut the lower plank. When the people on the top part saw this, they asked, What is the matter? Why are you breaking the plank? They replied, When we go to get water, it hurts you and it is necessary to get water. Hence, we will break the plank and get water right from here and will not hurt you. Hence, in this case, if people on the top part grab their hands and stop them from breaking the plank, all of them will be saved. And if they let them do it, they will ruin them and themselves. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just like if these people do not stop that person from cutting the plank, they will fall victim to destruction. And if they stop him, they will remain safe. If we see someone indulge in evil and prevent him from that evil, it is also beneficial for us, and we will remain safeguarded from the curse which was to be sent because of that sin. And if we do not stop the evil, it may cause us to be ruined. Hence, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should make the intention that whenever we see someone committing an action which is against Islam, which is against Sharia, we will try to prevent him from committing that action as per our capacity and present him the invitation towards righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to call people towards righteousness and forbid evil, and bless us with the passion for the well-wishing of the Ummah. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم
Etiquette of religion Good manners, courtesy, respect good manners, courtesy, respect good manners Etiquette of religion Etiquette of religion